As I mentioned some weeks ago, one of the important things at the beginning of Mass is that entrance antiphon. In some ways, it kind of announces what the theme of the day of the Mass is, or what the theme of the readings are. The theme, as we come to kind of fever pitch in terms of the miracles of Jesus' life before he enters Jerusalem, when we celebrate Palm Sunday, is the theme of justice. That is why the antiphon reads, "Give me justice, O God, and plead my cause against a nation that is faithless. For the deceitful and from the deceitful and cunning, rescue me, for you are my God, my strength." This theme of justice comes to greater clarity when we understand the wages of sin. Again, all of the Lenten readings in some way prefigure what will occur at the Easter Vigil, the rising of Jesus from the dead, and the entrance into new life. And so this theme of justice becomes apparent at the second reading during the Easter Vigil, the first reading being the creation account, second reading being the fall account. And in that account, we understand through God that the punishment, the wages of sin, is death. And at Easter, through the resurrection of Christ, that punishment is remitted, it's lifted. And rather than death, now life has the final word. It's an important understanding of the theology of sin and redemption, of our entry into eternal life through the waters of baptism, that no longer do death and sin hold sway over us. We are set free from them. This is a very important understanding as we enter into this gospel. This is the greatest miracle that Jesus works before entering Jerusalem, raising somebody from the dead. Up until this point, he's made the blind see and the deaf hear and the mute speak and cured sicknesses and driven out demons. But this is an altogether new thing. He's raised someone who is dead. And the gospel prefigures in Lazarus what will happen with Jesus. But there's an important distinction. There's a lot of parallels. Jesus dies, is put in a tomb, the stone is rolled away, and he rises. But in Lazarus, it's what we would call a resuscitation. Lazarus will die again. He's been raised, but either through age or sickness or infirmity, eventually in his life, he will die again. Jesus rises to die no more, to be raised forever. There's an important distinction. We have resuscitation and resurrection. The key phrase in the whole gospel is untie him and let him go. He says this to those who are gathered around Lazarus, but in a more profound way, Jesus speaks these words to death itself. Untie him and let him go. These are the words that are spoken to all of the baptized. Those wages through justice of sin and death, Jesus speaks through baptism, untie him or her and let them go, to be set free. That's the key phrase. And so Jesus breaks death itself and sets us free. But these are also words that Jesus speaks to every one of us, not just in giving us life, but in our own spiritual life. We've talked throughout Lent of those important works that we've taken on of prayer and fasting and abstinence and penance and almsgiving and our sacrifices that we make. But all of those have as a focus untying ourselves and untying others and granting freedom. What are we tied and bound by still? What do we need to be set free from? Or perhaps, what do we need to set others free from? And this is where we come into some really good and serious spiritual examination of our lives. Where do we hold grudges? Where do we keep our little balance book of the people who have offended us or that owe us something? The Jews had a very real sense every 7 years was a Jubilee year, and they would set the captives free, they would forgive debts, outstanding debts, they would untie the yokes upon others and let them go. And that is a good preparation for us during Lent as we enter into Easter. What are we still bound by, or what are we binding others by? As a monk living in community life, monks have long memories, and you know, you hear sometimes, so-and-so did this to me 50 years ago, and I still will remember, you know, I'll dance on his grave before, you know, we give this up. And so one time there was another instance where I heard something similar. So-and-so did this to me, you know, 50 years ago. And I said, well, where is that person? They've been dead for 30 years. You can let that go. There are things in our life that we have to untie, that we have to set free, that we have to give over to Jesus so that he can redeem it. When Jesus, through baptism, unties us from sin and death and lets us go free, these are the exact words of the Our Father. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. If life and freedom is given to us, we have to, in turn, practice and share that with others. That's a real important Lenten work, and it's hard. Letting go of things that we've grappled with for years or decades, that's hard. But Lent is the time to do it. Lent is the time to seek freedom. Lent is a time to unbind ourselves and enter into Easter free and others free, to celebrate God's mercy and his love for us as sons and daughters of him who gave us everything and fashioned us to exist. The stench that's in the tomb is the stench of sin. It's the stench of those things that we've kept bottled up and eat away and corrode at us. It's the stench of sin and death. But roll away the stone, air out the tomb, and let the new life and breath of the Spirit enter in.